This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Certainly not up to our standard, what we expect. Got a lot of work to do. That's very clear. Doesn't matter who's out there. Ones, twos, threes, fours, whoever it is. We expect them to perform, and we expect our level of performance to be much better than that. So you just break it down. You know, line of scrimmage, we didn't win the line of scrimmage. Fundamentally, we weren't good enough. Too many penalties. You know, we get out there and, you know, playing against their ones, you know, we expect to compete with them. And that wasn't the case early. And then our twos then who were out there competing against their twos and our threes against their threes, it didn't get much better. So, you know, we got to look at it, figure some things out and you know, evaluate some of the guys as well and see, you know, where we stand there and a lot of work to get done this week as we move forward here. So I thought we made some momentum, had some momentum coming off that practice, which I thought was a good practice for us. Tonight, however, not even close. So we go back and head back tonight and get back to Buffalo and have a good week of practice coming up.
Did you feel like you accomplished enough at that joint practice that you didn't need to see most of your starters tonight?
I felt like we had moved in the right direction, you know, holistically coming out of that practice. And it's not that they still don't need work, they do. But tonight was a chance for us to also evaluate some of the other players on our roster, and doing so also hope to keep some of our starters healthy as well. So you know, so was looking forward to seeing some guys with the opportunity tonight step up, and I didn't sense that as much as I'd hoped.
Cole Bishop did play a little bit there. Couldn't tell. It looked like the first touchdown might have been on him. Are you concerned at this point, John, that because of the time he's missed plus, you know, last year, he was supposed to be a starter, we think, for you. Are you at all concerned at this point?
I'm concerned about a lot of things coming off of tonight, really, Sal. So, you know, we've got to look at the film and really just see who we have, who can help us, what we may need, and then also things that we can just do better execution-wise, fundamentally, those things. So there's a lot that needs to get cleaned up.
What did you see from Cole, obviously limited the last couple of practices leading into this game, in the two practices, and then what you saw out there today?
Yeah, I mean, it was limited because he's been on a managed rep count, so I think he had like three or four plays a period and then maybe again this past in the practice the other day, and then tonight. So with that, I wanted to get him some more reps. He needs more experience. He needs more reps. That's where you work out some of these things, and that's how you build the callousness, and comes from experience. So there's nothing more important for him than the experience that he got tonight, and then moving forward. But even tonight, he was on a rep count of roughly 10 to 12 plays there. I think that's about what he had.
Same for Palmer. The reason why he played was because he hadn't played. He just hasn't had any
reps. Yes. And he's new. He's new to us, and continuing to get him more and more experience with our system, and more and more build his endurance a little bit up too, coming off the injury that he's been dealing with as well. So
I know it's tough before you get to watch the film, but whether it be the rush up front or the secondary, what did you feel like was the bigger issue in terms of what you guys were giving up in the passing game?
Yeah, I mean, you name it. You know, it starts up front, like everything does. You know, you want to win a game, you got to win the trenches. And you know, we had a hard time stopping the run. We had a hard time stopping the pass. Those two work together, the rush and the coverage, as you've heard me say, you know, over and over again. And the quarterback cannot go in the first drive of the game unaffected, and he was in a rhythm right away, and that's now you're dealing with it. I mean, the quarterback rating at the end of the game says it all, right? So I think theirs was one over 100, and ours was right around 55, 56. So there's the game right there.
Since you got to play with the starters last week, Mike didn't get that chance. Kind of odds were stacked against him a little bit because of that, Sean, that situation.
I mean, you want to be as even as possible, right? Same players, all that type of stuff. It's not always possible to do it the way you want it to. We tried to give him about equal playing time. You know, Mitch had a half, had the first half last week. Mike had it this week. And so we evaluate the best we can off of those performances, and we move forward.
Sean, it looked like tackling was an issue a couple different times throughout the game. How much does that, because that seems like an effort type thing, how much is that stuff bothering you?
Yeah, well, you know, effort, I don't feel like it was effort, but when you lose the way we did, it was probably a little bit of everything. And tackling, you know, I mentioned you may not have been in here, Josh, but fundamentally, we got out fundamental. You throw, you catch. You get off blocks, you tackle. So, you know, we've got to make sure we go back to the fundamentals of the game, and can't all be about scheme and this and that. It's about who can go out and win the one-on-ones, who's going to tackle, who's going to get off blocks. You know, that's where the game starts, really. So.
Hancock was a shoulder, they said?
Yes.
Was announced any word on what that could be?
I have not followed up. I have not heard from Nate yet. So.
What did you think about his performance, you know, second preseason game while he was in there, Jordan, that is?
You know, he grew a little bit, and unfortunately got hurt. So, and these young guys, you know, they're all learning. You look out there and you got, TJ out there and getting some good reps, Deion getting some good reps, Landon getting some good reps, Styles in his second year. I mean, so there's quite a bit of youth out there, and these guys are wet behind the ears, and they need time. We didn't plan on playing TJ and Deion that long into the third quarter, but we came out and wanted to get them some more reps, and that experience is good for them, you know. So, you know, we're trying to see who can play up with the varsity, if you will, and who can help us. So that's part of the evaluation from tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.